Tape script 12.4.
Do you believe in miracles? Part 1.
We're in the central square of Lourdes, and there's literally thousands of people, most of them fairly elderly, congregating here. A lot of them have brought their own chairs to sit on. It's very quiet, given what a large crowd there is here. And people don't seem to be talking to each other. They seem to be almost reverential. A lot of them have heads bowed. Very introspective atmosphere. And you feel that when you're talking, you should really be whispering.
Lourdes must be the strangest tourist destination in the world. 100,000 seriously ill people come every year, many in wheelchairs or borne on stretchers, to mingle with millions of able-bodied pilgrims and camera-carrying tourists. There are 30,000 hotel beds in a town of just 15,000 permanent residents. But in the midst of it all lies the sanctuary, several square kilometres of ring-fenced holy ground, containing three churches and the famous grotto, where Bernadette Soubirous saw visions of the Virgin Mary over 140 years ago. Any pilgrims looking for spiritual guidance amidst a maze of garish souvenir shops can turn to Father Liam Griffin, who's sort of the official tour rep for English-speaking visitors.
Father Griffin, we're walking in the sanctuary here at the moment. There are thousands of people here today. How important is Lourdes within the Catholic Church?
Lourdes is a place of pilgrimage. It is a place where our Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette Soubirous back in 1858. And in that way, it is an important place of prayer. According to our statistics, about 6 million people come here every year.